Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so the question that she wrote in is, am I the jerk for making a parent pay for their kid to attend my kid's birthday party?
Making a parent pay for their kid to attend my kid's birthday
Correct.
Party? I guess that doesn't sound crazy, but what do they mean by that?
It's a long one, so get ready, everybody. Hey, Allie and Deezy, please keep me anonymous. No prob. Am I the jerk for telling a parent they need to pay for their kid to attend my son's birthday party? She said, my son's birthday party was at the end of March. At the beginning of the month, I sent out an invite to his friend's parents to RSVP. Four of the parents didn't respond, so I contacted them all to inform them of the invite. Three responded promptly, but that fourth one, viewed the invitation, did an RSVP, and ignored my text. For whatever reason, the fourth parent doesn't like me, even though I've always been cordial toward her. Not really important, okay? Party day arrives, and she came scrolling into the event with her kid. Now, at their establishment, the party package requires a minimum of 10 kids. Since she never RSVP'd, we found someone to take that spot. I informed her if she wanted her kid to participate in my son's party, she's going to have to pay for that kid. She told me she wasn't paying, And if I wasn't going to accommodate her, then her and her kid were leaving. I said, sorry, we're not paying. She left the party. She's been talking smack to the other parents about me.
Bet.
Mind you, each additional kid was going to be $45. I gave her a month's notice and a reminder. Suddenly, I'm supposed to play assistant to her.
Right.
Accommodate her entitlement.
Sure.
While I don't care what the other parents think, her kid is one of my son's best friends. And they're in grade school. I dread having to see her for the next 10 plus years. It's like co-parenting.
If you even get that far, because sounds like you're trying to end their friendship, mama.
Yeah, she wrote, should I have been the bigger person and paid for that kid? Was I the jerk for telling her she has to pay if she wanted her kid to participate?
Mm-hmm. Ah, that's tough.
Yeah. That's the am I the jerk. She wants to know if she's the jerk. I was going to give her a fake name since she wants to be anonymous.
Let's call her...
Leslie. You said I said Leslie.
Leslie. Let's call her Leslie.
Leslie. Okay, so Leslie wants to know if she's the jerk for making a parent pay for their kid to attend her kid's birthday party. I'm sorry. Not the jerk, man.
Really?
As awkward as that was... She's got the guts I wish I had that I could look a parent in the eye and go, nope, sure. Not paying for your kid. Because you know I would have paid for it and been really angry about it.
Well, and I guess
so
I would have been.
Props to her.
I would have been bothered by it because of the fact that you had set the reminder. You gave them the reminder. You sent them the invite. You're like, hey, you know, 2-minute warning.
Yes.
And they still didn't care. But
and then
at the
they
same,
still showed up with their kid? How rude.
It's your kid's birthday. And at the end of the day, the party's already expensive. What's another $45 for your kid to have their best friend there? Mm-hmm. You let your feelings get in the way, and now you change your child's birthday for arguably the rest of his life.
Yeah, exactly.
They might not ever come to another birthday again if they even remain friends.
Yeah, that's fine, though. Because his mom's annoying that she doesn't know how to RSVP ever. The thing is, as a parent with kids and as many birthday parties as I've done, I get it. It costs money per kid.
Yeah.
You pay for the amount of people. Sometimes you push to get 10. Sometimes you have way too many.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't have more than 10. And that sucks, too.
Right, because then you get that late fee or that extra fee, whatever fee.
I feel like every parent should have some intuition now that your kid's in grade school that these are issues you deal with birthday parties. And you should be aware. I don't know.
Fair, yeah.
My kid's going to show up at the... Not even like, hey, we're going to come at the last minute. Is that okay? None of that was done.
You could almost say that on the flip, though, about the mom saying you mm-hmm. should have expected somebody to not RSVP and still show up.
Yeah.
People do that all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the people closest to you because they're like, oh, they know we coming. We don't got to say nothing.
The people closest to you really like to screw you in that department.
Dog.
They just show up and they really don't care if you are mad.
Right.
And they'll still come the next year, too.
Oh, 100%.
Whether you like it or not.
100%.
Somebody texted in, not the jerk, because she reminded the parent. Mm. That's an interesting take on it.
Okay, sure.
Okay, some people are texting in jerk, 414-533-1037. What do you guys think? Is Leslie the jerk for having the other parent pay for the kid to go to the birthday party? I get it. You're making him pay. We'll talk to you guys next.
Call me.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Leslie wants to know if she's the jerk because she's making another parent pay to attend her kid's birthday party. But she sent out an evite.
Mm-hmm.
She sent out a reminder. The parent never responded and even looked at the evite. So is she the jerk for then telling the parent they have to pay for the kid to come when they showed up?
It's a good question.
Anna, one of our regulars, is in Milwaukee this morning.
We've been doing all this lately.
Hey, Anna.
Morning.
Hi.
She said to me, I scared her when I answered the phone. I'm like, because she got through.
Oh, you guys are good. You guys are alive.
She went, oh, Allie. Oh.
I know, yeah. I'm like, my phone actually works.
It's working, and it's got you working for Am I the Jerk. Good morning, Anna.
What do you think, Anna? Is she the jerk for making the parent pay?
Yeah, I'm going to say she's the jerk only because, you know, I understand the parent, you know, but it's her son's best friend.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, you know, you're really punishing the kids, not the parents.
Oh, right. That is fair. That's fair.
Yeah, and if it's her best, you know, his best friend, then she must do this a lot. It's not like this will be the first time she does an RSVP and shows up.
Thank you.
Ah,
you should have known they were pulling up either way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't really agree with you, Anna, but I respect why you're saying that. I get why you're saying, well, they're friends, you're going to have to deal with this. But I also go, no way am I paying $45 for someone who didn't RSVP and knew better. Like, that's not, then now we're enabling. That's my worry.
True. Enabling, but like Anna was saying, you're punishing the child for something they really had nothing to do with. You know, because you're trying to punish the mother.
We want to punish the mother is really what it is. All right, Anna.
We're all grown. Yeah. Anna Fair starts enough. It off. So it's jerk.
Jerk. Thanks, Anna.
Sure, bye.
All right, Kayla's in Milwaukee. Let's go to her next. Good morning, Kayla.
Hey.
Good morning.
All right. Is she the jerk for making the other parent pay to attend her kid's birthday party since they didn't RSVP?
She's definitely not a jerk.
Ooh,
I'm an 11-year-old. I'm the parent that spends between $500 to whatever on my child. Oof. If you don't RSVP, I'm not paying for your child. Mm-hmm. And the parent should have just paid for her child if it was that big of a deal.
Well, that's true. You could spin it and go, well, if the parent's saying these guys are, the other parent has to acknowledge that these two are friends.
True.
And these two, so maybe the other parent should have just paid for it, like you're saying the one hosting the party should have paid for it.
Right.
Why is one more, one didn't, they're both, you know.
They're both wrong in this situation.
Not really, actually. The more I think about it, I'm like, no, they're not.
She reminded. She did everything as a parent, adult thing to do at school. They don't come pick up your child. They just give you a reminder. Your child should be at school at this amount of time.
Touche. All right. Well, no. So, Kayla, let me ask. So, you spend $500+ on your child for any given event, right? What's another $45?
I knew you were going to say that.
What's another forty-five?
It's another $45.
It's the principal. Yeah. If I only budget $500, that's more money out of my pocket.
I can't take that from you. You ain't wrong.
I just cannot figure out.
I work so many hours that $45 is, you know, at least, you know, a certain amount of time of my life away.
That 45 hours is 2 hours of my day right there.
There you go.
This is what I don't like about this. Everyone's like, well, suck it up because it's the kids and take it on the chin and pay the $45.
We'll do a play date later.
When she has done literally everything she possibly could have to assist these people to get to the party. So that's where I go with Kayla on that. Like, enough. Like, I can't even call the mom who threw the party a jerk. She's done everything she was supposed to do.
Sure. No, Kayla's got valid answers, and I hear where you guys are coming from. We're split. Kayla got us 50-50.
Thanks, Kayla.
No problem.
Bye. Great points.
Yep. Let's go to our tiebreaker now. They're going to love this. Maya's in Milwaukee. Hey, Maya.
Morning.
Hi.
All right. Is Leslie the jerk for making the other parent pay to attend her kid's birthday party since they didn't RSVP and just showed up?
You get the big roll of the tiebreaker. What do you say?
I was like bobbing my head back and forth, like, which one am I going? But she's a jerk.
This is
jerk.
Stop.
She said what she said, Allie.
You and Anna are crazy. How did you guys come out to jerk on this one? This is blowing my mind.
I was a little confused when I was first asked. I was like, wait, not jerk. Because I originally meant not the jerk, but I thought about it and I was like, okay, well, she knows that these people are like this. She knows that she doesn't like you. And there's the risk of her, like, she looked at it, so she obviously looked at it.
Why are we enabling this woman? You're like,
I'm not enabling it. Only agree because recently I threw a baby shower for one of my friends, and her mother does it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she was supposed to be the one that cooked.
Doesn't RSVP?
Got it.
She just shows up to places.
Right. Uh-huh.
But she was 2 hours late and she was supposed to cater.
Ooh, that's rough.
See, that would make me crazy.
I was so angry because I planned it. But
why does that experience, how does this come full circle? Explain.
When she walked in, the look on my friend's face, she just lit up. Like, she was so excited to see her
mom
there.
Wasn't at her freaking bridal shower, baby shower.
I wasn't going to let her in.
Of course she was excited.
She said she wasn't going to let her in.
Oh, my mom
I wasn't going to let her in. No, bye.
That's an am I the jerk.
Listen,
so wait a second. This makes no sense because Maya's like, I wasn't going to let her in, but I did. And I'm like, she's saying the look on the face,
the experience,
of the being there.
It's for the child. It's for the experience. Her son is going to remember this birthday party with his friend there now.
Yep.
And he is going to have wonderful memories to look back on when he is a child.
That part.
As an adult.
It's about the person and the experience, not the money spent or where you're at.
I think it's time to teach this mom a lesson. I'm sorry.
Think of your children.
I'm teaching them not to be friends with people who don't know how to RSVP or
who don't know how to prioritize the friendship.
Think they know that they just get to walk in and everyone's going to pay for them when they show up.
Hey, listen, you're not changing Maya's mind. She said what she said and she called her a jerk. That works it out.
All right, Maya, you're not changing mine either.
Appreciate the call. Have a great day, Maya.
You guys too. Bye.
All right, I haven't even had a chance to open the text. Somebody said, jerk. Who are the kids in this scenario? Petty. Okay.
Parents are the ones that are petty right now. Kids have no idea what's going on.
Somebody said, we don't need to enable and accept rude behavior. Yeah, I feel like there should be some boundaries here. Everyone's going, but the kid.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, not the jerk. People need to stop using kids as a crutch to be irresponsible adults.
Oh.
That's an interesting take.
That's a take for sure.
Two wrongs don't make a right. That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, not the jerk overall.
No, hey, don't be changing the answer. They said jerk.
Fine. I didn't know if you'd catch that.
I saw you trying to spin it. I didn't go over my head today.
What if I do that every time? I don't agree. I switch it at the end and see if anybody notices.
You know the real gonna notice. We gonna call you out every time. It was jerk today.
Fine. Fine. We ready to do Kid Laroi tickets?
Born ready. Been right. Ready.
Thank you. The Kid Laroi coming to town on July 6th.
That's right.
To the Rave.
That's right.
We're so excited about this. Caller 30, you're going right now. 414-533-1037. I'm sure he'll sing this one. So done. It's on Kiss. Good luck.
Okay. So I don't need you or nobody else. I'm done. So done. So done. So done. So done. So done. I'm done.
I'm sure he'll sing that one at the Rave. The Kid Laroi, So Done. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ giving away tickets. Sam is in Greenfield this morning. Let's talk to her. Hey, Sam.
Morning.
Hi.
Hi, Sam. Welcome to the fam.
Right. You in the squad now. What you doing? Tell us your life story.
Yeah. We are at the bus stop waiting for the bus. My little munchkin.
Well, did you hear Am I the Jerk if you were at the bus stop or no?
Yes, we listen to it every morning.
And what are your thoughts? Is the mom the jerk for making the other mom pay when she didn't RSVP?
Honorary answer, go ahead.
No, she's not the jerk.
Ooh, okay, so now Allie's going to say we're split.
I would have given her the tickets either way, but, you know.
Now she definitely wins, huh?
That just enforces it. You're going, Sam.
Boy,
you are going to see the Kid Laroi, you and whoever you want, on July 6th. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Listen to the kids.
Yeah, I hear the munchkin in the back talking about, thinking they're going to get to go too.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, hold on. So, hold on, and I'm going to get some more info from you, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Very nice.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
That's awesome. And don't forget, then, we also have SZA tickets coming after 8 o'clock.
Ooh.
Sound good?
That sounds good to me.
All right. 103.7 Kiss FM. Get into work at 7:56, but turn on the Odyssey app. Selena's back, and she's in love with Benny Blanco.
Selena and Benny sitting in a tree.
I feel like she deserves it. She's like the underdog in the love department. I really want her to like find a good dude.
I feel that.
I feel that way about Selena Gomez. Am I alone on that island?
No, okay. I don't think you're alone on that
Thank
island.
You.
On that island.
She's been through enough. I mean, she was with Bieber, for crying out loud. She made it through that and many health issues, so
True.
It's impressive.
She's on the other side. We could call it that.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ. You know what I realized, dude?
What?
We never talked about the eclipse after the fact.
True.
We talked about it a ton before.
Yeah, we
were
really.
We never mentioned it when it was over because it was so anticlimactic.
Well, we were really about it to watch it, to experience it, and then it just like turned the sky like a weird gray and we moved on.
I was literally working out and I looked at my watch. It said 2:06. I ran outside. I go, this is it? I swear to God. I was like, and like a dummy, I looked at the sun like a dummy.
You straight looked up.
I was not thinking. I ran out and they went right there and I turned. I went,
my
stupid
eyes.
You dumb. So, and then I went right back in and finished it.
Gee, so I almost, well, not almost, I technically missed the peak, right? Because it was at 2:08 p.m. Mm-hmm. Because I was at home with the boys, and I was getting ready to put them down for a nap, except for I was also tired.
So. Obviously, when you have two small kids like you, you nap when they nap.
They run you ragged.
Period.
So I had the baby in my arms, you know, because you know we got Sammy, our two-year-old, and then our mm-hmm. four-month-old, almost five-month-old, geez.
Unreal.
I had him in my arms, and I was just kind of, you know, bopping him around, and as I start closing my eyes, realizing it's like 1:45.
You fell asleep during the... You slept through the eclipse?
2:12. I wake up...
Unbelievable.
I wake up in a tizzy. And I mean, I don't even know what that means, but I've heard people use it. I woke up in a tizzy like... Tizzy?
Did you say you don't know what tizzy means?
Nope. But I feel like I used it correctly.
So you did. You did.
I woke up frantic because I was like, the eclipse! The eclipse!
Yeah,
oh!
Yeah.
I put the baby down because I wasn't going to take the baby out.
Yeah.
I left Sammy inside because he still wasn't napping yet. And I was like, okay, stay right here.
Yeah.
I walked out the front door and I went, why does it look gray? I thought it was supposed to be dark.
That was kind of what people said. It looked like a shadow or grayish in some areas.
It looked like it was about to rain almost.
Yeah, but you know what's really weird about the whole thing? And we talked about this a little on the air, is that we weren't supposed to get totality in Milwaukee. I didn't even know if we were going to see it.
True.
And so when my friends, my hometown ended up being like one of the four spots where you got totality and it was totally black.
In Carbondale.
Carbondale, Illinois, like 8 hours south.
Right.
And so all my friends are sending these pictures and I'm like, it's bright. The sun's out. I'm living life.
I'm out here.
What do you mean it's dark there?
We saw some of the footage, like from
it's
Carbondale,
wild.
From New York.
NASA was in Carbondale. Good Morning America was in Carbondale.
Dallas. The cities that got totality.
So weird.
They actually got some experience.
Creepy.
That was cool because it was like all of a sudden it went from light to boom, it's dark.
We didn't get that at all. You had to drive somewhere. I saw some people drove to Indiana for it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably a lot closer.
Yeah.
You know, than going down to the bottom of Illinois for it.
Random.
What?
I guess random question for you.
Yeah.
As far as the eclipse goes, uh-huh. right?
Yeah.
Would you say it was 88%? Because 88% to me, that's a B plus.
No.
It was supposed to be really dark outside and
it wasn't.
I think
it was 20% maybe.
Thank you.
I don't even think it was close to 80% or anything. I think we just got a weird shadow.
Thank you.
And then, you know, the kids went outside. My kids did go out with glasses at their school.
Right.
The whole elementary school went out. We talked about that.
A lot of people did, yeah.
So I asked them, I said, what'd you think? And they were like, yeah, it was cool. And I said, where'd you get the glasses?
School ordered them.
School got them.
They found that in the budget.
So Owen takes me out to our backyard at 3:30 in the afternoon, mind you, after school, and says, put the glasses on, Mom.
Look.
And he said, look up at the sun. So I put them on. I look up. And you know what that kid does?
What?
Waves his hand in front of my face and goes, there's the eclipse.
He said, ka-chow.
I hate you so much right now.
That kid and that personality, bro.
So much right now. All right, fine. So the eclipse was anticlimactic. Somebody texted in and said, I said it looked like it was dark, sunny out. That's an interesting way of putting it.
That's a good way to put
it.
Dark,
sunny.
It was dark, sunny. I've genuinely felt like it looked like it was just an overcast of gray and it was about to just pour rain for a little bit. You know how when that springtime rain and it hits in the middle of the day, it all of a sudden get really nasty gray out and you're like, oh, it's going to rain.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like, but there was not a cloud in the sky.
Thank you. Somebody did call us out and said 10 to 20% of the sun is still a lot of sun. Well, fine.
Okay, mathematician.
Thank you.
And Captain.
Natalie said, we went down to Indianapolis and got totality. It was 5 hours away. This is Saucy Sandra, sorry.
Oh,
most amazing experience of my life for 3 minutes and 50 seconds.
She said that was the best 3 minutes, 50 seconds of her life.
She's divorced and I believe her.
You know what she meant.
I know what she meant. More with apples. KISS FM, Ali and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Coming up next, DZ, I have got to tell you what happened at my therapy appointment. Because you know I don't shy away from talking about my therapy appointments and what I've learned in case it helps somebody else.
Oh, no, you're a sharer. For sure.
I'm an oversharer. Let's be real.
I want to say overshare. Not for you, at least. Maybe for other people.
Well, thank you. That's fair.
But you share just enough for Ali Faith.
until I don't feel like sharing anymore. That's for sure.
Boy, I know that's right.
But I asked her how to change something about myself that I didn't like, and I got denied.
Wait,
I'll tell you and everyone else next, and then we're going to give away tickets to see SZA at Summerfest on June 22nd.
Don't just glaze over the fact that you just said you told your therapist you wanted to better yourself, and she said no.
She said no.
No, don't do
I
that.
I got denied. What is that? How does that even happen?
Oh, we got to hear this
one. I'll tell you what I asked for next and why I got denied, okay? Kiss FM. They said no, 103.7 KISS FM.
See what you did there.
She said, absolutely not. When I looked my therapist dead in the eye and said, I want to change something about myself. She said, nope, denied.
Okay, but what could you have possibly said you wanted to change that had her go, no?
Well, it started by me going, I'd like to tone it down a little. She goes, what? What do you mean?
Right.
I go, I want to be a little less reactive and dramatic. And she goes, what? And I go, I want to be a little less. And okay. She goes, I go, I feel like I'm a little over the top sometimes when it's not necessary. And she, I know I'm stating the obvious here.
I mean, I'm listening.
She looked at me dead in the eye. She goes, but that's what we love about you. And I go, oh, really? Oh, I thought that was annoying. She's like, Allie, if you change that, you're so you authentically, you wouldn't be yourself anymore. And now you'd be trying to be somebody else. And I go, you're right. And then I'd be bottled up and then I'd explode all at once.
Eventually,
you know?
You'd hold it all down because that's just kind of how you are.
So she was like, I don't want you toning anything down. That's your personality. That's who you are. And that's okay. She goes, but. I said, but. What about when I'm angry?
Fair. No, that's fair.
Can we work on that reaction then?
Can we tone that down at least?
Can we at least focus on that one? Because I go, I want to be in a place where when something bad happens and I go, come on! And I'm like throwing my hands in the air and I'm angry. And then
reactionary.
I'm very reactionary. And then 10 seconds later, I'm like, who cares?
Yeah, it's not that big. It's not
so
that
I
big
said,
of a deal.
How do I control my emotions when I get really frustrated with something? And I'm talking from work to friends to relationships to everything. Just when something goes wrong at work, you've seen it, DZ. I'm like, what the hell? And then I'm like storming around the room. And I said, I don't want DZ to hate that energy. She goes, well, do you think DZ's bothered by it? I go, I don't think so.
I'm unbothered.
I think he knows that it's not about him.
It doesn't affect me.
That's what I was also worried about. Does it affect other people when I freak out?
I'm not everybody, though. And I understand how people's energy, because you know I'm based on energy. I'm an energy-based individual.
Thank you.
And people's energy will eventually affect you. I don't necessarily think that's the case with us.
Thank God.
You feel me?
I was worried.
We understand each other.
Thank you. I feel like you do understand. It's like has nothing to do with you when I freak out for 10 seconds.
And when you can understand that about a person, it affects you far, far less than when you're like, am I doing, is it me? Yeah. What am I doing wrong?
Well,
no.
Because I'm yelling at the wall. It's not like I'm going, DZ, what the hell? I'm yelling at the literal wall.
Well, normally you're saying, DZ, what the hell? But it's not what the hell
but
at me.
But it's not at you. It's not, at something else.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm more just a part of the partner. I'm a part of the process. I'm not a part of the occurrence. And I'm really, sometimes I'm not even part of the solution. I'm just present in the moment of what you got going on in your life, right?
She did say, why do you think your reaction is like worse now? And I said, because I care.
Yeah, true, fair.
And when you care,
it matters.
Those things bother you. And maybe I didn't care 3 months ago about that problem. And I'm trying to care some more, you know?
Now it's a focus.
Now it's a focus. So
let me ask you a question. Mm. Now, when you say tone it down and you're not talking about a reactionary when I get flustered
when I get
or
angry,
upset, right? What do you mean by tone it down in regards to Allie Faith, no anger, everything aside, what do you mean I want to tone it down?
Sometimes I feel like I'm an elementary school teacher. Do you know what I mean?
No, explain.
That's a compliment for them. It's an insult because I'm like, ooh! You know how like teachers are talking to kids and it's like when they're like Miss Rachel on YouTube and they're like, hello, little kids.
Yeah.
Hi.
Put it like, in, put woo! It in.
Like, I don't have to talk to adults like that. You know what I mean? And I don't mean condescending. I just mean with an abundance of energy where I'm like, hey, everybody, how's it going? Like, nobody needs all that. Like, see, chill out.
But you walk in, and I've experienced this being around you. You know, we've been on the show for well over a year doing our thing, and we've gone out and about and done plenty.
Yeah.
It's not that you're, like, turning on a switch by any means. This is just how you approach going in front of people.
I know.
It's not like you're going, okay, first you're in the car with a frown.
Quiet. And then I go, hi.
Hi. And then, like, you get out of the car, and it's like, oh, switch.
My God.
It's not a switch.
You're right. Maybe that's what my therapist was getting at.
It's not. You're not being fake. You're not being superfluous.
I just don't want to be annoying.
You're not being annoying. You're being
I've
you.
Because I've never cared about being too much, right. As we say now.
The quote unquote.
Or extra or right. Whatever it is. I'm like, yeah, I'm outgoing. I got a big personality. I walk into a room and I'm loud.
Right.
But then part of me is like, maybe that's too much. Like, am I being immature? I even said that to her. Is it immature? She goes, no. And I go, are you sure?
I would.
Maybe immature is a word to put it. When you're overly dramatic or over the top.
You feel like that shows a little bit of immaturity, maybe?
I didn't.
But it's a thought
but
crossed.
I started wondering lately. I don't know.
Because I would have never considered that to be a trait of immaturity.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It might be a little ADD.
Okay, that's fair. Which she already diagnosed me with. So
But we know this. I don't think it's immaturity just because the world needs positivity. The world needs that energy. The world needs somebody to walk into a room and go, hello, everybody. And guess what? That ain't me. I'm not the hello guy. You are. You know what I'm saying?
But you're really outgoing, too. You're great with people.
I am.
You are a people person. You just like to be left alone when you want to be left alone.
There's a difference in the way we approach how we treat people. You're almost like a, oh my gosh, every single person in this room is my best friend. I'm more of the, hey, what up? What's going on, best friend? Hey, what's going on, best friend? Hey to you. I'm an individualist, if it
so
makes sense.
True.
You go, everybody. Hey. I'm here.
I want to be everybody's friend.
Everybody.
I don't deny that I take over rooms sometimes and with no awareness about it whatsoever. That's, you know, those are little things. These are all little things with social skills, though. I want to make sure that we're you know, tweaking a little and making sure we're not being annoying.
It's a personality quirk. Yeah, it makes sense.
Because you know that bugs some people, but normally I've never cared, so why would I care now, I guess?
I was going to say, some people get bothered by the littlest, randomest things. And if somebody's upset at the fact that you walk into a room and brighten it, that's on them.
Aw, TZ, that was so nice.
I got
you. Just said.
Did I give you a compliment?
Yes. You said brighten the room, not annoy it.
I meant loud in the room. My bad. I misspoke.
Well, I got denied. My therapist said, absolutely not. Chill out.
What?
This is who you are. And, you know, just, and she said, as far as the reacting to people, which you and I covered, she said, well, is it affecting people around you?
Yeah.
And I was like, well, let me ask DZ. I don't think he cares, but let me ask. Because, yeah, it's not like I'm throwing things. I mean, I don't want you to picture this crazy rage, but I'll have this initial reaction. Let's say if I get an email, I go, come on. And I'll say it out loud in front of DZ.
Now,
you know?
Now let's talk real spill.
Well, she gave me a solution, but go ahead.
Oh, I want to hear it.
You first.
It doesn't affect me, but it does make me think that I wish it affected you less, if that makes any sense.
Oh, so then it does affect you.
No, it doesn't.
Well, because you wish that I was not stressed so you didn't have to hear it.
No.
That's what I hear.
That ain't even it. So say we get an email that we're like, what is this about? Oh my gosh. Uh-huh. Are you kidding me? I feel like you don't sometimes take the time to process.
Correct.
Because it's reactionary.
And because of my ADHD, my brain cannot slow down.
So
I'm going too fast.
So you and I have had conversations where I'm not necessarily going, Allie, stop and think about it. But I'll say, well, hey, what about this?
Yeah.
Or maybe that. And that feels like it kind of balances out.
You give me
the
you're
situation.
My therapist. You're my other therapist. You give me good perspective.
I'm the in-house therapist.
You are. You literally go, but Allie, what about this? Or maybe it's not what you think.
Because there's warranted reactions where things happen and you go, okay, now this is bad. Like, and I'm upset or I'm bothered or sure. And
things that are fixable though that I freaked out about that were no need to freak out about.
And when I'm right there with you, I'm right there with you. And I'm like, girl, yes, queen. Yes.
Let's go.
But when I'm like, well, what if it's something else? Or what if it could be this, or we just got that, but maybe it's because of tra-la-la-la-la, whatever, XYZ. And then it's like, okay, well, maybe, yeah. And then you think about it and go, oh, all right, now we are thinking about it in a new mode.
I'm not, yeah, it's like how you have to process things.
Exactly. You sometimes don't process.
I don't,
and
at all.
You'll read the subject line of an email and react to the entire email without getting to the sincerely.
Because by the sincerely, I'm angry. I'm like, nope, fix it. Nope. Okay, that's true. And that was kind of what my therapist said.
Is it?
She goes, take a second. You're going to have to practice this. And she tells me this a lot. You know, I go to therapy. It's not a quick fix, people. We go to therapy and they go, here's the tools. It's work. So she goes, okay, well, now you're going to have to stop. And you're really going to have to take those moments to take a 10-second stop and breathe and process in your mind before you shout out anything. So I came to work and I did it right away. Right away this morning. I freaked out.
Allie came to work and forgot.
God, I'm so bad at this. And then I went, no, she would say, do it again. Just keep trying.
Right.
So it's like, I'm going to have to practice not being so reactionary and taking a second to go,
but it is a practice and it takes time.
I have to prepare to be on time anywhere.
Right.
That's a practice.
I don't want to disagree with my fellow therapist.
Ooh, tell me, what do you think?
I don't want to disagree with my professional counterpart.
Last time she got mad when you disagreed with her because she listens.
I know, and that's what I was going to say. I'm about to upset her, so I'm sorry, doc, but in my medical professional therapeutic.
In your non-medical professional, go on. Yeah.
What did I say? No. In my thought, why would she tell you no if you feel something internally? She's going, no, don't do that. Why not say, okay, I hear what you're saying. Try it for 10 days and see how you feel. Mm-hmm. Because that would have given you the self-revelation and the time to process and tell yourself, oh, yeah, this is trash. I don't like this.
Yeah.
Rather than her just going flat out no,
well,
let you find out for yourself. Why didn't she do that?
I don't know. She gave me the tool and said, do it. I just have to do it.
True.
What are you saying? You're saying...
I guess that's true.
I mean, she said, do this.
I kind of got to take that back because she did give you the tools to take it back a second.
Well, she's saying you're going to have to stop.
Right.
And consciously give yourself 10 seconds, even if it triggers you right away, and then react.
Right.
But I have to stop and slow down and do that.
Okay.
But I just haven't. Like I'm saying, it's gone not so well lately.
And now I'm realizing that we're on the same page still. No, we're good. We're good. Our notes match up.
Our notes are matching. Somebody texted in, hey, Allie, it's okay. You are your biggest critic, which I do believe.
Right.
But that's self-improvement. That's also how I push myself to be better. They said, trust me, no one ever thinks negatively about you and DC. You are the bomb. Aw, DZ. They wrote TC, but I think it...
autocorrect messes my name up.
Somebody else said, well said, DZ.
Oh, okay. I appreciate
that. Somebody else said if they don't like your energy, Allie, they can go find less. The thing is, nobody told me they didn't like my energy.
Allie told herself.
I was looking for something to fix. I was like, what's annoying me about myself lately? My reactions. I'm being irritable and triggered too quickly.
The most positive takeaway, though, that I'm hearing from this is that, Allie, you are and are continuing and will continue to work on yourself.
That's correct.
Whether you think it's a problem or not, you will continue to look things internally and externally to go, what else can I do better in my life?
Well, and just because I act like I don't care sometimes, I care. Like if people, you know what I mean? Some of that energy that people think is callous.
Yeah.
With the ADHD or me in general. And it's like, no, it's not that I don't care. It's I didn't slow down enough to process what the hell's happening.
I ain't give myself the time to care.
Honestly, you know, I just kept moving. Just kept going.
How about we take a second right now? Can we do that? Let's take a mindful
Everybody
minute.
Breathe. We need to breathe anyway because we have tickets to SZA.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
Excited.
Talk about reactionary. Our bad.
Imagine if I didn't get excited there. I genuinely feel.
Now let's give away some SZA tickets.
Oh, this would be the most boring show. You know what? You're right.
What caller should we take, Allie?
I don't care. Do you care?
No, I don't
care.
Who cares?
What's the number anyway?
414-533-1037.
That'll work, I guess. All right. No, for real. Caller 30. We're sending you to Summerfest to see SZA. 414-533-1037. Caller 30 is going, and we are excited for this show. This is the latest from her. This is Saturn, SZA. Caller 30, you're a winner. Kiss FM. Good luck. and Saturn, new music from her on 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, and we're giving away tickets to see SZA at Summerfest. Nikki's in Brookfield.
Morning, Nikki.
Woo! Hello.
Ah, see, now her energy, now I'm trying to match it. We're back to the high energy thing.
We're back to the reactive energy.
Did you hear that conversation?
Yeah, I'm a reactor too, Allie. Oh. I get it.
Well, do you want to get together and make our habits worse?
Yeah.
If I hang out with more reactive people, I'm just going to get worse.
Yeah. Well,
we know that. It doesn't make it better.
So I'll see you for lunch, Nikki. But anyway, you're going to see SZA.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm so excited. Woo! I've never taken my 12-year-old to a concert, so he's going to be psyched.
Sis is going to be their first show?
That'll be great.
Yes.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a good age, too, to start taking
them. I think so, too. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then to go, has he been to Summerfest, or she?
Yes, he's been to Summerfest, but okay. Not an actual concert.
That's
so
a big
he's going to be pumped.
Yep. Huge deal. I mean, and you know SZA does a show, right? And she's not the
only. It's going to be amazing.
She brings friends. Yeah. Let's just say that.
Yes, absolutely. And tickets are on sale now. You don't got to buy them, though. You have them right now,
Thank
Nikki.
You guys so much. I'm so excited.
You're welcome. Hold on. We're going to get more info from you, okay?
Cool. Bye.
Yes, all you're right. Welcome. And we are going to give these away again tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And coming up next,
what?
It's the question of the day.
Ooh.
Get ready, everybody.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
I guess I could turn my mic on. That would be great.
Most times that helps, yeah.
So every day we do this, and sometimes we go deep, and sometimes we go shallow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you went deep or shallow today, DZ?
Surprise me, Allie. Go ahead, surprise me.
I
don't like that laugh.
I'm going to ask you this one, because we just talked about being angry, so I won't do that one.
Okay. New question, different question.
Okay, let's start with, what is your biggest turnoff?
Ooh.
Biggest turnoff.
My biggest turnoff.
I had to do these blindly.
Yeah.
So I don't give you time to think about it. I want to see what your snap reaction is.
And I guess follow-up question, are we talking about just a general? Are we talking romantic? You know what I mean? Like, is this platonic in life, or is this in a romantic sense?
That's a great question. Let's go romantic.
In a romantic sense?
What's your biggest turnoff?
My biggest turnoff is probably, Man, I have to think about it. You know, it's like being with my wife so long, I'm like, I don't know. She's good.
You're like, my wife's perfect.
She's valid. What would annoy me?
You want to do it in a friend sense?
No, I got it. I just had to kind of like put myself in that
there's
mindset.
There's nothing she does that makes you go, come on, I got the ick now. I'm going the other way.
Well, there's plenty of stuff that she does that annoys me, but that's like part of love, right?
Is that why it never lasted?
Dang.
I have to put up with them? Shoot.
No. Biggest turnoff, I guess, for me, genuinely, is speaking in a romantic sense, I would have to say is probably an overabundance of attention.
That's a turnoff. You don't like too much attention.
No. I don't. And I don't need to also reciprocate in an equivalent abundant amount of attention.
You don't want to give it either.
No, it's a nice moderate amount. If you're constantly over here lovey-dovey, if you need to be contact touching, sitting on lap, holding hands, doing all of this, kissing, that's not for me.
Oh, you don't like affection.
I love affection, but it's a matter of an overabundance. Too much. It's a complete turnoff to where like, okay, all right, now what's going on that you need this much? Like, you could be an independent human being and still be together with somebody.
Oh, you think it's too codependent when they're too touchy-feely?
If I don't see any separation space between you and your partner ever, if you're constantly always touching, caressing, that's too much.
Interesting.
That's
a turnoff.
What about you?
That's funny because I like affection. I like touch. That's funny.
That's your love language.
Yeah, it's my love language. And I even do it to my kids, and I don't mean that in a weird way. Like, I'm always, like, touching their arm or patting their head, you know, and I'm rubbing that. Like, I'm always, like, touching them.
Sure.
Wow. Okay, so, but I get why too much affection is a turnoff, and it almost looks immature at times.
Yeah.
My sister's going to kill me, but when she met her husband, they wouldn't stop making out all the time. I'm like, what are you, 12?
That.
I'm like, you're, like, 50. Stop.
Like,
and they would be making out all, and I'm like, enough. And she's, like, putting pictures of them kissing on Facebook. Yeah, I'm talking about you, Penny.
The homies at the barbecue, the family at the cookout, just making out in the corner. It's like, are y'all good?
Like, chill out. You can make out later.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
But then that comes from someone who likes touch, so who am I to talk? Okay, my biggest turnoff. I'm going to sound so shallow if I say something physical.
Why, no, why does it matter? I mean, I think it's about you. It's your own personal opinion.
Well, I don't want to say, because see, turnoff sounds so mean I say height. But that's what I said, but I've dated guys shorter than me now, so I don't know if I can actually stand on that, right?
No pun intended.
So I almost think the turnoff for me is someone who... God, I need your words right now, DZ. I'm not, because you know I'm not going to say something nice. This is the problem. How do I say this nicely? I don't want to say weak. The guys who have been shorter than me that I dated, let me start with this.
Yeah.
Had an aura that made me feel like they were taller than me. They were confident. They were secure.
Yes.
They made me feel like, you know, they were very like, you know, matter of fact.
5 foot man, 6 foot energy.
They were very honest. Yes, very honest. Like not, yes. That's a thing when you get to know people.
Right.
So maybe the turnoff is being the opposite of that vibe.
True.
Not a stronger, you know, personality. If, you know, you letting me walk on you, turn off.
You're
not saying what you want, turn off.
A turn off for you is a lack of confidence and a lack of self-awareness.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe,
yeah.
Right?
Which is ironic. Because even though I'm confident, I'm one of the most unaware individuals.
But hear that.
But yeah, listen confidence to how, and yeah.
This makes sense though, because since you do feel like you are maybe a little more oblivious to some things, you seek in a partner somebody that isn't. Because both Correct. Of y'all can't just go through life oblivious.
No, that's crazy.
Right.
Yeah.
I get it. I actually get it 100% for you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
no, you understand where I was trying to go with that.
This makes sense.
I just didn't want to sound shallow when people don't understand the height thing. I'm like, well, I'm, you know, 5'11". Well, 5'10", I got measured the other day. And just even at the Bucks game last night, a listener said, I didn't expect you to be so tall. That's what a listener said to me last night. And I
really?
Went, oh, well, I'm tall.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I guess.
But that all goes into it, you know?
Lack of confidence. But the two correlate. Height and confidence for men. Uh-huh. And you know the Napoleon mm-hmm. complex or the little man complex, all that.
There's also a lot of tall men who are punks because they use the height and they think that gives them an advantage. So that you get to know them and you're like, ugh.
Nobody ever messed with them when they were little.
You're like,
because they were always taller.
You didn't have to work that hard because you're tall.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah,
ding.
Now I see. No wonder.
No
Everything
wonder.
Came easy for you.
We're talking turnoffs, y'all.
Yeah. Okay. 414-533-1037. Call us right now. Text us right now. We're going to talk to you guys next about what is your biggest turnoff. I can't wait to hear what they say.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
The question of the day is, what is your biggest turnoff? The texts are great.
Are they? I mean, I see them, but you know.
Somebody said, I have two. The guy being too macho.
Oh.
Meatheadish. I agree. When guys get too muscly,
too brolicky. Like,
too many muscles is actually a turnoff. I'm not even kidding.
Y'all don't
too
like much. John Cena. Got
too
it.
Too much. Yeah, John Cena's too much. Mm. And then they said, gross teeth also give me the ick. That's fair. Somebody else texted in and said, the type of music they like is a turnoff.
Huh.
I was dating a cute dental hygienist with sky blue eyes. Well, how descriptive was that? She lives on a farm. I assume she listened to country. Nope, she listens to hardcore rap music. I don't see the problem.
Well, I was going to say,
what the hell's the problem? What's your problem?
So did you pop the question?
We grew up in the 90s. We all listen to rap music. What's wrong with you?
This guy got me confused.
What the hell? Maybe she didn't grow up in the 90s, but...
Maybe he was the turnoff.
Raps? Okay, whatever.
Nah, jokes.
Maybe your country music was the turnoff.
He said, I assume she listened to country.
I kind of like it that she gave him a surprise there.
Yeah, no, that's nice.
Don't judge a book by its cover.
That part.
Christina's in Milwaukee. Hey, Christina, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
We're talking turnoffs for the question of the day. What is your biggest turnoff?
Talk to us.
Mine is when people make the most heinous jokes and laugh like they're hilarious when they're not.
Oh.
Wait.
Like us.
Like, I was like, whoops.
No. You guys make good jokes. I'm okay. talking like Aww. People who just make not great ones at all.
She said, we're funny. It's okay.
I'll take that. I'll take that.
Yeah, I know what
you're saying. No, I love your show. I wake up early just to listen to it.
Thank you, Christina.
She's gassing us up, and I'll take it.
You're so sweet.
No, I've literally been listening to Allie since, sorry, DZ, but like my mom's been listening to 103.7, so I've been listening since I was like six.
Right, right. No, you've gone through the ranks with Allie, and now you're in the best of the best. We're in the upper echelon
now.
Now
we're friends. Oh, and now we're here.
Yeah, I love it. And DZ, you're such a great addition. Like, I love this radio show so much.
Thank you.
Just keep going.
Keep
go
gassing
ahead.
Us up. I am like gonna have the best day now.
This,
I'm so glad.
This turned from turn offs to turn ons.
I mean, my turn on is when you tell me how much you love me, and that's in and out of this studio. All right, so Christina, no, for real, your turn off is when people laugh at their own jokes. Like dad jokes.
Not when they laugh at their own jokes, because I'll laugh at mine, okay. But when they just make like not tasteful jokes and then laugh.
Fair enough.
The OC jokes that you're like, hey, we don't, we can't joke like that no more, man.
Yeah.
Oh, the inappropriate ones?
The two inappropriate ones. The ones that are sometimes questionable. Toting the line of offensive, if you will.
Oh, that's nettle.
Easy knows what I'm talking about.
I do too now that we're saying the word offensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, like a real, real offensive joke. So it's like, why are you saying that? That's not funny. Do you need to talk to someone?
Christina, like, she don't like the tiptoe jokes. If you got a tiptoe, it's not funny.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree, absolutely.
That's a good one.
Yeah. That is a good one. Hey, thank you, Christina. And thanks for calling.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. We'll talk to you later.
Bright spot in our day right there. I have a good one that somebody texted in and I totally agree with. They said, biggest turnoff, there's a couple of these, is not having financial independence.
Mm-hmm.
If she's not my mommy, I'm not your daddy. Amen. Pay your own bills. I couldn't agree more with that. Mm. Girls who wear too much makeup, that's all subjective. I don't wear a lot of makeup, but I bet you there's people that like makeup. That's why I'm like, you got to be careful with that one.
I can agree with that, though, and I don't want to be offensive to anybody in this situation, but if you got the cake face,
if you've
got the burglar eyes, you know what I'm saying? Like,
like eyeliner all the way around.
Just really caked
too
on.
Too much.
Man, if it looks like I dap you up and I walk away with a full face on myself, that's not okay, man. You looking wild.
Oh, here's a good one. Is my biggest turnoff is them having absolutely no drive. Now, this is a perfect one. Remember you said, why do I not want to date
friend
with benefits? Because they have no drive.
They're not motivated.
So these are things that are total turnoffs. So you'll be like, I'd never date that person.
Uh-huh.
Somebody else texted in and said, turnoff in any rude sense is rudeness.
Disrespectful, rudeness,
If someone was like rude to a server, I would die.
If someone was rude to anybody, I'd be mortified.
Right. You know what? You're right. Why does it have to be a waiter? It'd be anyone in public. I'd be mortified.
Romantic or not. Like, I'm not trying to be friends with people that are rude to other people. Mm-hmm. Like, no. You know what's surprising me that nobody said?
What?
Apparently, nobody's turned off by poor hygiene.
Well, somebody did say bad teeth, but you can have bad teeth and still brush them.
True.
If that makes any sense.
True, but you know what I'm
saying? Bad teeth means to me like bad teeth, bad breath, bad all of it.
I was thinking like hygiene, like you don't shower, you may be stinky.
Oh, well, that I would think would be a turnoff.
Hey, in some cultures, it's respected as being more of status if you smell
worse.
There
are cultures where they encourage you not to shower.
100%.
I really didn't know that.
There are cultures that encourage
a
body odor. The stronger the body odor, the more attractive the person is. It's not our culture. That's what I know.
Man. Well, I want to know who wants to smell worse.
Not us. Not us. Wow. We like to smell better.
Okay. Yes, we do. Well, thank you for sharing all of your turnoffs. We appreciate them. Can't stop thinking about the BO now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.